Yeah, I mean it's growing. It seems like every year, from what I can tell, the Purple Ribbon Pledge is obviously something near and dear to everyone in Cayman's hearts. That's that anti-drink and driving initiative, and so it's exciting to see the excitement and the engagement in the community.
And I love it because you know you'd see these Arrive Alive magnets or stickers on cars like everywhere. I mean, it was great. So National Drug Council, and I love it because you got folks that are a part of this and volunteers of all ages, including some of our young folks. We got Shanika and Layla in the house as well. They're going to be breaking down some National Drug Council facts, by the way, and stuff going on here on the island. You're going to break it down for us here, by the way. And I love your Cayman necklace, too, by the way. Layla, go ahead if you want to start. Is that okay?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us here. We just wanted to plug really quickly. We've launched our 12th annual National Drug and Alcohol Facts Month campaign, which is a global initiative, but we've extended it to a month-long observance here in the Cayman Islands.
So when you say you roll it out, do you roll it out like in schools and all over the place?
Yep, and it's virtual this year. So we're encouraging mostly students, but also their parents and the wider community to participate.
That's awesome.
It's running from, we launched it March 1st. It'll be going until March 31st.
Okay.
And this year's theme is Shattering the Myths. So we want to just engage the community in the science and facts on how drugs affect the body and our brains.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, as you're sending out this message, and you just started doing this here for March, and it's great because the entire month we're kind of getting that message out. Ms. Shanika, does it feel like you guys are starting to get a lot of people's attention with this or what?
I would say, yeah, especially our poster competition and so forth. But we have an exciting, which Whitney will share, an exciting challenge this month. So she'll go ahead and take it over.
Yep.
With that, I'm excited. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead, Whitney.
So, by the way, this is really cool. And from what I heard, this program that we're putting together with Compass Media, when we explained it and shared it with these creative people and all these schools, they went crazy. Share it with us this program this year. It's like unveiling it here live on the radio. Go for it.
Yeah, so I am super excited, and you're exactly right. The teachers at school are just so excited for the phenomenal opportunity for their students. So what this is Arrive Alive, Purple Ribbon Pledge. We run a commercial every year that is just promoting the initiative and encouraging people not to drink and drive during the holiday season. And so we have a island-wide, across all three islands, student competition in which you can be the new creator of the Arrive Alive commercial.
Now, we've got some creative people on this island. I'm going to tell you this right now. Some very creative people that are like whizzes with the editing tools and everything. They could put these videos together. It's kind of awesome, right?
Yeah, definitely. And what's even more exciting is that you're going to have the Compass Media resources here to help you. We're going to be hosting workshops on March 26th and April 9th. Where students can come in, bring their storyboard ideas of their commercials, get some feedback, ask some questions. Really, it's going to be a great opportunity, not just for the chance to win and have your commercial produced, but just to learn more about production and Compass Media.
Boy, I'll tell you, you put that on your resume as a young person looking for a job, future creative marketing director, whatever. You know this good because what
Definitely.
You do, you put that on your resume that you're the winner of this and you have that feather in your cap, man, that's big, right?
Oh, yeah. And bragging rights. I mean, the commercial is going to be on cinema, across cable channels, on social media. It's going to be everywhere. So you get to have that amazing opportunity and also resume, portfolio, pretty much everything.
I love that. Well, how do people get more information on that, Miss Whitney? How do people go and click on to be able to get more details? Because there's people in the car right now probably telling others about this.
Absolutely. So you're going to go to arrivealivestudent.com. And on there, you will find resources for a blank storyboard in which you design your commercial idea. There will be previous examples so that you can learn from those. And there will be workshop sign-up dates. And I really encourage you to sign up for those workshops as soon as possible because I know they're going to fill up fast.
Man, Miss Whitney, I'm serious. This is awesome. I'm so happy that we're doing this. And you can, by the way, what's the deadline on this? People are probably curious about this. Or is there a deadline yet?
There is. It is midnight on April 30th. So you have about a month and a half to get your ideas in there.
All right, cool. So in that time between now and the 30th, I would love to have you come through. You guys, again, is that possible to talk about this? We'll promote it and push it, and then we'll do a last call maybe on gold. Is that okay?
Yeah.